This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city on Wednesday. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. That's what I meant to say. Now, ladies, do you know that working out or being active or having an extroverted lifestyle increases your chances of seeing pulukwan? It has been proven that women that have an active lifestyle increase their libido, which then leads to more and multiple pulukwanis. Okay? So, girl, are you willing to do away with your laziness for guaranteed pulukwan? Huh? Is this true? Gents, what has been your experience? When we're talking about that active ladies are having a more satisfying sex, underline the word more. It doesn't mean those who are not going to gym or who are not active are not enjoying sex. No, 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 no. But if we were to put two girls, these girls, and you were to measure their sexual satisfaction, this study suggests that the one who has a more active lifestyle will have a more satisfying sex life, meaning more orgasms, okay, compared to the inactive girl, so to speak. Okay, so we know that exercising comes with a lot and tons of benefits. So, from building strength, sleeping better, stress levels, and just being fit. But here's the part that is interesting about this study, is that, ladies, gym and keeping active leads to a more satisfying sex life. And this study has also shown that 20 minutes of exercise could boost your sexual arousal by 169%, almost 200%. So it doubles your sexual arousal. So experts even advise that you should actually have sex right after a workout session. Yeah. After gym, hit the sack for a more satisfying result. After taking a shower, of course. So, ladies, maybe it's time to hit the gym or be active to lead to more pulukwanis. Is this true for you? Chance? I also want to ask this question under this very discussion. Can you compare your life before gym and after? Meaning, your sex life before you joined the gym and your sex life now that you're active. Or vice versa, your sex life while you were a fitness bunny and your sex life since you stopped gym, and then measure your sexual satisfaction there. Hashtag gym makes me horny. Dudu Khadebe, I'm very active and I gym at home with home chores. Because cleaning the floors on my knees is a stomach exercise. And doggy style rehearsal. Spring cleaning in J, Sisoto, walking room by room to the garden, to the shops, it's an exercise, naleyo. Bang, about they don't gym, mara. Every day they use imop. I mean, those arms, the collarbone, the neck exercises, washing blankets with your own feet in the bath, doing left, right aerobics, pulling them out of the water equals to lifting in, same, man. Eating healthy, of course, contributes. I got a bagit. Dudu Khadebe, we're going to nationalize you. We love that.
Oh, I shame. Timos, we are super. We know cook. You clean it so well. Training helps.
Yeah.
What do I work with? A majority.
Yeah.
Mele yo funwa. Ama o. Ay. Ayo supplementa. Le outcome ye gym.
Hey.
Unokuguen.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how being active can improve your sex satisfaction life. Okay. Now, you stand a better chance of having a satisfying sex life, number one, because an active lifestyle makes your hormones ready to have a party. Those that don't like staying active, that is. They say you're like a diesel truck. You take forever to get warmed up. So it is important to work out or to be active, okay? It doesn't have to be gym. You can play some netball, do some yoga, be active when you do your chores, walk instead of taking a taxi, you know, just stay active. Two, those that gym or are active are friendlier and more open than those who are not active. Because think about it, the more exercise you fit into your daily life, the more chances you stand to get hit on. You're meeting people. People who go to gym have this extroverted behavior, which means more opportunities. Yeah? Sex opportunities. They're open to new sexual adventures because their body doesn't limit them. I get more flexible. They don't even have to be stressing about lagging behind. No. Bam. On the beat. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on how being active can improve your sex life. Those that are not active need more time and a lot of emotional support, this study says. Most people obviously have insecurities, especially when it comes to their bodies. However, they also don't really want to go to gym, okay, which helps with body image. So their partners must first become their therapists before they can be their lover. Why? Because these people need more emotional massage just to get warmed up, which in turn can also frustrate the partner. Is this true for you?
Hi, Uncle T. Hey. I can net house a Jimmy. What's a Udu T feel like? Only lazy with a couch potato. Can net your sex life flex. Get a matatia. Can only one on only 1 year, 1 month. Hey. I said Jimmy, I said it's an ex. Get a topic here to the one guy and then get a letter of my ban. Get on that dog on to our swara. Who do I get a tete? Come on, chapelet. Hey. Ker motho tsogileng kwa tetse a mpotsa gore ga ke sa batla se ke motima matsatsi a ai ka nnete a re gotlheleng gyming bomme re tla balelwa ke banna ke re motho tsogile a kwatile kwati ya kwati.
Oh, banna o sleazy. It's not even about gym, it's about being active. Don't be a couch potato. What's coming up in the next hour? I don't even know if I should ask this question. We ask, would Jimmy Pege Pimbali?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No. I'm lazy in that department, Uncle T, in that gym department, but not in the horizontal tango department. No, man, abantu bachimayo, Uncle T, this is my view. Please don't judge me.
We are judging you already.
I know. People that go to the gym, bastave. I don't know if that makes sense.
Hi.
Huh? Yeah, they're stiff because they have conditioned their bodies to move in a certain way in order to build muscle.
Say it again. They are?
Stiff. Conditioned.
Isn't that what a girl wants?
No. It's funny, flexy. Hello, we're flexy. Ube. You know, the motion must be in the ocean. Don't be. Wah, 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 wah. No, you must go pa, 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 pa. You know, there must be a rhythm to this thing. I don't know. I was like, they're just too in line. Like, they know. They count everything. One, two, three,
wow.
Six sets of eight. You know? So everything, even their strokes are like five, six, seven. Mele uti 10, 13, 14, 1, 2.
Okay, yeah. That's just my...
Yeah. That's all.
You know, I take offense as someone who comes from the gym. I mean,
because you're a swimmer.
Yes, I am. I'm a swimmer. You know, I love to run as well. So I'm very active.
That increased your sexual satisfaction, though, do you think? If you compare when you were not that active versus now that you are so active.
I would say that going to the gym increases every part of my life. It makes every part of my life better.
Okay.
Definitely, I can get up the stairs. Yes. Definitely, it's fine. I can count 6, 2, 8, 4. We there. It's cool. I'm having fun. I'm at the gym. We're sweating.
I get. And you are flexible. Do news. You can do traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hello.
No, Steve.
Woo-wee. Little boss, can talk about it, girls? Little boss, gym makes me horny. That's the soundtrack. I can't wait to take the last sip. Do you both have to be gym buddies?
Yes. No. Oh. I loved what you said earlier. Yes. Not necessarily gym, but you have to be active.
Okay.
Remember I told you a couple of months ago, and I think you forgot, well, maybe not forgot. Remember I told you a friend of mine, and I sat him down, and I said, why are you cheating on your wife? And he said, because I go to the gym, I have a lot of energy, and because she doesn't, I am too much for her. It didn't make it right. I didn't accept it, but that's what he said.
So the solution would be for her to be active.
It is. Because when you are lethargic and tired, the only solution is to exert energy, because then you'll have more energy.
There are women. There's a lady who sent me a voice note saying that she trains.
Yes.
After work every day.
Yes.
But she gets so tired.
Uh-huh.
She wants nothing.
Can she try and train before work?
Or
please?
Maybe in the morning.
Please, yeah. Try
maybe
in the morning.
Change the time, yeah.
Yes, because she will be exhausted, because now also she's thinking of when she gets home, what are the responsibilities she wants to carry through.
It could be
through.
Mental pressures as
it
well.
It could be mental pressures. So maybe try training in the morning.
But the key question about today's topic is gym buddies have a satisfying sexual life.
Completely. A friend of mine, Jamaican friend, her name is Makeba. She was named after Mama Wetu.
Oh.
Her and her man, gym buddies, train together, videos together, showing us on Instagram every day. Who's pregnant now?
Wow.
Makeba.
Thank you.
And he's still hukaying her. And he's still like, you are coming to the gym. You are still coming. So her regiment has changed, but she's still active.
And the emphasis here is be active.
Be active. Go on a walk.
Yes.
Dance.
You know, walk bends more than running, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I walk. People think, the drive yesterday had a topic, what do you pretend to be good at? Running.
Can't tell me walk.
I'm a walker.
Thank you.
I'm a walker.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-959.
If you just tuned in, we're talking about a study that was released back in 2014 saying that active women enjoy a more satisfying sexual life. Mbali, do you agree?
I agree, Uncle T. Your God, we need to start going to the gym. In 2017, I was gymming, I was active, everything was nice. Mm-hmm. I was going to Polokwane every session I had with Bay. Mm-hmm. But recently, I just had a baby, and with COVID happening, oh God, no action in the house. It's just, I'm fully married, wrong. So yes. When you go,
are you sure it is not the postnatal depression?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive, Uncle. I think I'm overweight and a bit uncomfortable with my body.
So your self-esteem.
Yes, and being a working mom, it's a bit, you know.
What did gym do for you?
Obviously, I'm a big lady. Yeah. I lost a bit and I gained confidence even when he touched me in the right place.
You're like, yes, baby.
Now? Can you not talk about now?
Magabambo is that.
No, definitely I am. I just need to. I definitely
need Mbali to be confident. Come on.
Yes, today's topic has just made me wanna go. Like, it's in class. It's me and Jim.
We are Jim, I am.
Thank you very much. No, okay, he's self-employed. Yes.
Ah, so he is active.
He is active, like 24/7, Monday to Sunday.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for being
Bye.
Thank you, Brati voice. Each gym on its own, brings you good energy. Okay. On its own. Regardless, kusi eyale manfaki inkonzo mara nje on its own nje ifaki energy grand, you feel good, and when you feel good you do good.
Yes.
So cabanga nje maso uzizwa ukuthi mamela nge hot shoot nangale uzoba hot and no mama uzosho na ukuthi baba hayi uyayifaka inkonzo sicela umnikelo baba siyacela.
Uncle T, everything you've just said, Bona, you are on point.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. We are happily ever active in all aspects.
Nice, because you are active as well. Paul, hi.
Hi, Brasibla. No, everything you said, my man, is on point. You're telling the truth, Brasibla. Hey, these days, Mutasa Jima, you. yabuya awusa fitla le ponokwane prorok that study
wait wait paul wena ha usa fitla or yena ha usa mufihlisa
na prorok atibla wa itikeng ke fellwa mona ke fellla motsile go grand scope prorok hai o fedile ba tshiba
why did you stop gym
no now on the sebetsa di extra hours so I no longer go to gym ke vela ke buy se ganyana but I'm thinking of going back because I
but you see, that's the thing about men, the it depends on the exercises you do when you're in gym. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
about you being active. It's about you walking more, eating healthy, drinking lots of water to keep your system healthy, right? But let me ask you about her. Is she a gym bunny?
She is, and she goes extra mile. Eh? Yes, yes, like. So I must do more. I must go back to gym. The study is on point. You tell him the truth, particularly.
Yeah, Luana, you need to also check. Don't just go in. Also check what works. Cardio is definitely a do for men to keep your testosterone levels high. Mix it up with a bit of weight, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
One, and that's what the study says, so that you can, you know, match up at least, yeah?
Yes. You're right there, Brasilia. Anyway, nice show on Sunday, Brasilia. We were at the weekend, eh? You were wearing a nice shirt, a white shirt. You were nice. But I've got to get a dance, so Brasilia, wearing it in a bit.
I get to know. Okay, let me explain to those who don't know. I was wearing a tux shirt and wearing it casually. I love that style. It's so confusing yet so beautiful, right?
Yeah, I was sitting there for the time. We waved at you. You saw us, né? You were nice. The music was on point. Thanks a lot.
Can come out, né?
Too much.
I na eya horo ho jima over active like kichima. Almost like every day, every time after work, get ground room, I'm going for a job, get home, get ready to push up, to sit up.
Yeah.
But every time, full-time, charakin, not today. Like, literally busy. Like, you can make a hatal, like, you can't get a like, yo, I show me why I can't be like a hatal, but I gym almost like every day.
And this is what Unati was saying, or maybe you must try doing it, change the times you train, right? Maybe try do it earlier on in a day. That could maybe work for you, yeah? Papi, be the last sip. Welcome.
Good morning, Pratish, the best in town. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. Welcome.
Well, Pratish, today's topic, it's a deep heated topic. It's the conversation that I actually had with my buddy yesterday.
Yes.
So you know what, since we're no more gymming and all that,
yeah.
I think something's really going on with myself. It's either it has dropped completely,
yeah.
And we just gave each other's advices. I think we tend to be sexologists for a moment. So he even advised that, you know what, you can go to the GP, attest your testosterone levels,
yes,
and all
yes.
that. And he said, you know what, but be careful when you go to the gym. Don't just pump weights and all that you
uh-huh.
want to look good from the outside and all that.
Uh-huh.
Because really, 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 if you pump weights, you're not going to pump your machine when it comes at night and whatever you want to do with your woman. You know what?
Yes.
So I told him, guys, the best thing is cardio. So I spend the gyming and all this. So I always do the aerobics and all these
mm-hmm,
classes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my man, I'm telling you, after doing this aerobics, you want to do the aerobics on your bed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You want to take it home, Baba. You want to take it home.
You want to shake it hard, man. And it's really working when you do cardio, party. I'm telling you, thanks for the good topic. And I think today I'll even go to my aerobic classes.
Thank you, Papi.
Thank you, party. Have a great one.
Same to you, my brother. Interesting conversation.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.